This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Surface Net. This net is held every evening, 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz repeater is located 2 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic is priority at any time, can break it at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. Hearing none, are there any battery powered portable mobile stations? Over.
Says KD2AIT handheld.
KD2AIT, you're full quieting into the machine. Go ahead.
Well, good evening. It's KD2AIT. We're just sitting out here by the fire, so I'm just right outside from my regular base station. And, just sitting around enjoying a calm night. Humidity's definitely lifted here. Feels like maybe we'll have a decent woodsman's weekend up here for a change. Won't be hot, won't be rainy, supposedly, anyway. So we've been working a lot this week, and we've been working a lot the last few weeks, and I haven't been able to check in much. As a matter of fact, I missed a meeting because I worked straight right through it, so hopefully there wasn't too much important stuff decided, but if there was, I guess I'll have to wait till the next meeting to hear what happened. Anyway, not much going on here. We're just, we're hanging out. We're getting ready. We're going to head to the Woodsman tomorrow, check out the grease pole climb and the fireworks and all that. Kind of looking forward to it. And other than that, not much else to report. This is KD2AIT, back to net control.
Yeah, KC2WI. It looks like tomorrow, it says mostly sunny, then slight chance of thunderstorms, which is kind of a woodsman's 10K run tradition. And that's what the National Weather Service says. High of 86, high of 82 on Saturday. Now that's for Glenfield, but I'm sure it's not that much different. And chance of thunderstorms and showers likely on Sunday in 82, and it looks like major shift with 70 degrees as a high on Monday, and well, I was going to say lower temperatures, but only for a couple of days, and then it's back up to 80. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be a real nice day, a good day for the woodsmen's, and Saturday should be good. And hopefully the run will be clear and not too terribly hot. And I'd like to get down there before the run because Saturday I got other things to do, but I don't think that's going to work. This is KC2WI, Black River Valley Service Net, to any other portable battery-powered mobile stations.
This is KD2DFD, name's Pete.
KD2DFD, go ahead.
How are you, Pete? Jeff, and those else, everybody else on the net that might be out there. I'm like Jeff, sitting on the front porch on my HT and looking at the stars and nice moon that's coming up. Temperature's about 66. Did some work at camp. And last time I was talking to Jeff, my portable guide, I went to my truck and that froze. Apparently on the commercial radios, if you touch the buttons too much, which I was doing earlier in the day, setting it up with scan and listening to different channels, the radio locks up, so you have to go and reboot it with the computer, which I don't have up here. So just a little information on that, but everything's well. And Jeff, if you don't mind, after the net, I'd like to just speak to you about something.
Roger, I'll wait.
Okay, back to net, Pete, KC2WI, KD2DFA.
Okay, very good. And This is KC2WI. We'll see if we have any Echo Link stations. Over. Okay, no Echo Links. I didn't hear anybody log in. This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take any station anywhere. Over.
M2PFM. Good evening, Pete.
Okay, N2PFM, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Pete, Jeff, and other Pete, and everybody else on the net. We're listening. We got a temperature of 68 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 64 to 76. And we had a share of nice sunshine. We had lots of rain, too, and boy, it was everything. In fact, the last downpour we had, we did have some rumbles of thunder, though no noticeable lightning here. So at least we finally got ourselves a good soaking over the last few days, which we certainly need for a garden. Well, the farmers need it and all, too. And of course, they say that certain thing is here for you any time. With that, we'll say God bless at 73. Is that 2 PSM clear?
Okay, George, well, I can tell you, I went over to the boat launch here in Glenfield, and the Black River is up, you know, 5 feet. It won't stay that way, but all the drainage and the thunderstorms, I don't know if it's five. Yeah, probably five. And, it's good for the crops, the corn, all that stuff, I think. It's been a little more typical, actually, summer, but more like July weather here the last few weeks and then August, then later in August, anyway. But hard to say, you know. Keeps thinking one of these days it's going to really taper off, but does it for a couple of days and then it seems to be right back up to the fairly high temperatures. It's just getting dark earlier. We, you know, can notice that. And I'm not particularly looking forward to short days. I'm not really particularly looking forward to cold temperatures. I would like to get more swimming in while the water's still warm and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I don't know. I kind of got mixed emotions about the change, but I think we're going to have a fairly long fall, you know, a warm weather here. It's already pretty good, and the water is pretty warm. I don't know what the rain did to it. I don't know if it was warm rain, cold rain. I think it was fairly warm rain. Anyway, tomorrow night is the Woodsman's 10K run. Meet at the in the parking lot there at school at 5:30. I'm probably not going to do that. I'm probably trying to get everything wrapped up and packed up and whatever, because I'd like to go to the lake, and I'd like to go to the Northern New York Amateur Radio Association picnic on Sunday and bring some things to tailgate, sell. And so that means I got to really get hustling tomorrow, because I started off good yesterday in the morning, and I started off good today. Well, you get to a certain point and you just kind of run out of steam, or you get distracted or whatever. And I went over to the went up to Whetstone Gulf to the Lions Falls Alive picnic, which was a good decision since I hadn't really had much breakfast and lunch, and there wasn't much in the house, and I didn't get out to the store, and I came back with some leftovers, so I don't have to go to the store until after I come back. Anyway, Woodsman's 10K run tomorrow, 6 o'clock, communications, meet Dick at 5:30, or if you get, you know, running late, you can run right up to get on the repeater, and he'll direct you to a spot. It's probably usually what ends up happening with me, because I don't get down there any too soon, and I just bypass all the traffic around the school and the fairgrounds and go out to Golden Road or something. And then Saturday morning, I think it's supposed to start at 9 o'clock, the canoe kayak race on the feeder canal, and we're looking for help with that too. That's pretty quick and easy. And Dick will be looking for some people there. Unfortunately, I'm not going to make it this time. I had thought maybe even of getting a kayak and paddling in it, but it didn't work out. So those two events, and club could use help for that. As far as the meeting, not too much significant went on. We talked about the guys, and we're moving forward on that, I guess. So that's going to be a project. And with that, I guess that's it. That's all I have here of great interest to the club. So this is KC2WI with the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for additional check-ins. Over. This is KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins or comments. Over. Okay, this is, we'll make this last call for check-ins or comments for Black River Valley Service Net. This is KC2WI. Over. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 0116 Zulu. And thanks everyone for checking in, and this KC2WI now return the repeater to other amateur use. Out.
KD2AIT, KD2DSA.
KD2DFD, what's going on tonight?
Not much, just finished came up a day early, I tried to do an advance before family comes up. That's been cutting the field.
Okay, Pete, you broke up there. I only caught a little bit of what you were saying there. You said you came up in advance, and then you said something about my aunt there, and I think you need to get back to where you were sitting before, because your signal's kind of faded out there quite a bit, and I didn't really catch most of your transmission.
All right, you got it. I'm back out of the porch, how am I now?
There you go, full quieting.
All right, great. Apparently, if I don't know if you said anything to your aunt about stopping by at the old farmhouse, but she did, and the owner of the house was happy she did, showed her around, and your aunt was real happy with what she did to the house. So it was pleasant to find out that she did and that she enjoyed it.
Yes, Roger. Yeah, I did tell her that I had talked to you and about the house, and I don't know, it was a couple days later she had called me and she said, yeah, I did stop by there and got the tour, and she said the place was just spectacular, so that's great. I know that's one thing she was worried about. She was worried somebody would come in there and just cut the whole thing and make it a new, take out all the old charm out of it and make it into a new structure, and she was very happy with what they did in there, so that's really good. So, you up for the Woodsman's? You gonna go up there tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'll be up. I try to make the grease pole climb. That's always pretty exciting. But the tug of war is good as well with the kids and all and the adults. But we'll be up there. If I contact you, can I send you an email to that KD2AIT at KD2AIT?
Roger, I usually get that KD2AIT at KD2AIT.com. I usually get all that email. So Yeah, we're going up there tomorrow for the Grease Bowl climb too. We usually try to get out on the infield there and watch it, and then we head back over. My cousin lives right across the street from the fairgrounds, so we go over there and we watch the fireworks and we have a little campfire and we kind of chill out. So, well, maybe we'll run into you there tomorrow night.
Yeah. Okay. Where do you usually sit on the wooden bleachers on the infield?
No, we usually stand right on the track.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we'll spot you. Yeah. Looking forward to it like always. Something else I was going to say. Doesn't really matter. Back to you, Pete.
Well, I'm glad you guys are up, and hopefully you have. I know you're up here in advance, so you're probably, you're mowing the lawn and whacking the weeds up there, getting it ready for everybody coming up tomorrow. And it's a good weekend to be up. Like I said, the weather looks like it's going to be good. I mean, there's always a chance of showers. That just goes with August. But it looks like we're going to have a really good weekend for the woodsmen, and that's nice for a change. And and hopefully this year they'll get a team up there on the Grease Bowl climb that actually makes it to the top. Last year was the first year that I ever remember that there was one team that ever made it to the top, and that was pretty depressing. So hopefully this year they get some good teams in there, and they get up there and get right to the top. We'll see what happens. So anyway, all right. Well, we'll hopefully catch you over there tomorrow night. It's KD2AIT.
Okay. What I'll do is when my wife comes up, I try to stay away from technology as much as I can. So I don't really do emails, and like I said, I was going to send you pictures, and I probably won't do that either because I don't do emails or any of that stuff. Don't know how, and I'm not really interested. But I'll have her I'll have her text you my cell phone, and if you're in the area, you can stop on by. The entrance is right across the street from Chris, who lives across the street. I don't know if you know him, but right across from his house, there's an old cow gate that they used to bring the cows across the street. And then you can just follow the tire tracks right up to the cabin.
Oh, I have to check that out. You can reach my cell at 886-1193. So 886-1193. So you can send me a text up that way with this area code up here. So that's no problem. Pretty much everybody in this town has it anyway. So broadcasting over the air is not going to make much of a difference. So if you need to send me a text, just send it there.
Okay, very good then. Definitely. It'll be nice. Oh, stand by. I'm sorry, I was inside writing your number down, and then I realized when I started to key up that you might not be getting the transmission. All right, I won't keep you. You have a good evening, and hopefully we'll meet up this time, and I'll show you the cabin and the backyard of the old farmhouse. Pretty far back, but it's definitely back here. So hopefully we'll see you soon, and you take care. Have a good evening. This is KD2DFD.
All right. Well, I'll definitely be looking forward to checking it out up there. It's been quite a few years since I've been up in that area up there. I remember hunting up there when it was about in my mid-20s, so it was a long time ago. Well, over 20 years ago, let's just put it that way. So be interesting to see how much has changed in the years. So, all right. Well, you got my number over there, and send me a text, and I'm pretty sure I know how to get in there, but like I said, it's been a while. So, all right, it's KD2AIT. We'll catch you later.
KD2DFD, clear.
KB2KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octane. Currently on the 145.17. Station 4, Octane, come now, please.
KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
KD2AIT, hi Jeff, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it, good to hear you. Anyone else for Octane? This is KB2KOJ for Octane. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'll make this the final call for stations with or without traffic. Final call for Octane. Final call for Octane. Okay, nothing else heard. I hope I'm making it okay. And Jeff, 73, take care. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you, and I hope to hear you tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ, Claire.